Blackstone Audio presents How Civilizations Die and Why Islam is Dying Too by David P. Goldman. To my teachers, for my children. Introduction: The Fifth Horseman of the Apocalypse. Population decline is the elephant in the world's living room. As a matter of arithmetic, we know that the social life of most developed countries will break down within two generations. Two out of three Italians and three of four Japanese will be elderly dependents by 2050. If present fertility rates hold, the number of Germans will fall by 98% over the next two centuries. No pension and health care system can support such an inverted population pyramid, nor is the problem limited to the industrial nations. Fertility is falling at even faster rates, indeed at rates never before registered anywhere in the Muslim world. The world's population will fall by as much as a fifth between the middle and the end of the 21st century, by far the worst decline in human history. The world faces a danger more terrible than the worst green imaginings. The European environmentalist who wants to shrink the world's population to reduce carbon emissions will spend her declining years in misery, for there will not be enough Europeans alive a generation from now to pay for her pension and medical care. For the first time in history, the birth rate of the whole developed world is well below replacement, and a significant part of it has passed the demographic point of no return. But Islamic society is even more fragile. As Muslim fertility shrinks at a rate demographers have never seen before, it is converging on Europe's catastrophically low fertility, as if in time-lapse photography. Iranian women in their 20s who grew up with five or six siblings